This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Baruchim Abba, and we continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. By the way, bear in mind, next week we're missing Monday and Tuesday. Yeah? So we would have to make up 2 days. I think one of them will do Friday. And we'll think about the other one. Okay. We're up to Sifkatan Tes. The Mechaber said in Sif Gimel, a talis that was properly Mitsuyats, that was divided into two, and each chelek has a shear to be Misatev, and each half has one or two strings. It's not a problem of Tassalim and Asa. It says Mishabrusugan Tesa, Tzitzis Shanishua Ein Shem Psul Alayim. The Tzitzis that remained have no Psul. Kim the Yeshem Kedei Shear Ituf, because they have the shear of Ituf. Al Kain, Im Yirza, Yachal Etzaref, Lo Isay Hachatzi. Therefore, if you want to add to that half, Chaticha, a piece, Mi Beged Acher, Velasit Tzitzis Chadoshim, and make new tzitzis ala kanfas hachadoshim on the new corners. B'choshikin she'achalas is nachatzi talasham. Certainly, from the half that you have, you can make a whole talis, because as we said, that half has kedei ituf. D'hainu she'yasa beiz tzitzis al kanfas hamachadoshim. That is, that you make two tzitzis on the new corners. Now, what if I have a talis? I split it into two. Each half has kedei ituf. And then I say, you know what? I want to join them together. Because I don't have strings. In other words, I couldn't find more strings. So I had a talis, I split it in half, two strings on one side, two strings on the other. Now I want to attach it because I can't find the other strings. If you want to attach the parts that were divided, some say you would have to first, untie the tzitzis from one half, and then sew it. And then sew the beged. And then when you sew the beged, you put the tzitzis on it. Because if you don't untie it, it will be tasa v'loy min asay. You hear the case? Here, let me get a piece of paper to show you. So, you have a beged. And you divide it in half, and it turns out each half is big enough for a sheer talus. So you have string coming out here, string coming out here and here. Then you say, you know what, I wanted to make two begadim, I can't find more strings, let me attach it together. You attach it together, some say you're going to have to take off strings from one half before you attach it together. Otherwise, putting back together will be tasav lemin asay. I don't understand why there would be any element of tasav lemin asay over here. How's the tasav lemin asay? It was made b'kashrus. When it was split, each beged had a sheer talis. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Abu Rav Achron Mekilim Esom Dezelah Avu Chal Talis Menasa Most Machmer Mar Meikel." I don't. Umikamakam Tov LaHachmel Chelchid LaChilu Shvi Machmer. I don't understand at all. Why? In what way would there be any element of tasav lemin asay in this case? Okay, most Achronim say it's not. I'm not sure what the element of Tasav Lemina Asa here is. Siv Dalad. Nikra HaTalis Toich Shloisha Etzvoi Samach L'Sasa Knaf. Ein Rashay L'Tafrei. If a talis tore within 3 finger breaths near the edge of the corner, you're not allowed to sew it up. Uperush Rashi explains, the Chayshinon Sheyishtar Michor HaTvira were afraid you'll have a loose thread. V'yanichenu, and you'll leave it. And you'll end up having 7 strands for the sake of tzitzis. So we're afraid that you're going to be left with some extra thread sticking out of the sewing. You're going to leave it there. And you're going to add 7 strings for tzitzis. In other words, you'll use that string as one of the strings, and you'll add another 7. And it turns out that string that you put in is, you were just sewing. It was never put in for the sake of tzitzis. It was just something used for sewing. The Mechaber continues, Latamza, according to this reason, afilo nikra koshu la yisra. If there's any tear at all, you can't sew it up. Ulafiza talish shel tzemer she nikras toch shloisha motulis bar ha'ina dein derech lisbar b'chutei tzemer. The whole chash is what you're going to sew it and you're going to use that string for tzitzis, but that means if you have a wool garment and a tour, you're allowed to sew it up because nobody sews with wool. You're going to sew with linen, with cotton. Sorry, not linen. You're going to sew with cotton or some other material, and it would not present a problem. Bizman hazeh. However, Rav Amram gives a different reason why you notice of Rav Amram, quoted by the Rosh Perush, the taima mishum de nikra tach shloisha. Less bay toiras beged. Anything torn within three does not have the status of a garment. Uchemanda less adam, it's like it's not there. I fixed it. Viafagav de tafra. Kemanda pasuk chashav. It's like it's cut off. The avid bait tzitzis, if you put tzitzis on the loy patro la talis, it's not going to pater the talis. Rav Amram is afraid that if it tears within three, it doesn't have a toiras beged. It's like it's not there, and even if you sewed it up, it's like it's cut off, and you can't put tzitzis there. Ula perush ze, according to this perush, im nikra v'nishtayer koshuhu kosher. According to this perush, if it tore and a little bit remains, it's kosher. Because presumably that's not considered a real tear. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why that would be. If according to Rav Amram, if it tore and a little bit remained, it's kosher. Some say the Rav Amram noy nifsal el tzitzia shahaya by be'isha tvarai. Some say Rav Amram only passes the tzitzis that were on it when you sewed it. Avalam acher shetvarai hitavat says, but if after you sewed it, you put it in, it's kosher. The yirei shamayim yetzias kolam hechad efsher. A God-fearing person should fulfill all three opinions. Rashi, that the reason why it's puzzle is we're afraid that you might use one of the extra strings for tzitzis, which we said that means by a wool garment it's not a problem. Rav Amram, that it's not going to have a beged, and even though you sewed it, it's like it's not there, and if you put tzitzis there, it doesn't pater it, even if you put it on after you sewed it up. But according to that explanation, if it's nishtayer koshuhu, it's okay. And the third explanation is that it's kosher if you put on the tzitzis after you sewed it up. But if you have a way to fulfill all these three deos, that's the best way to go. Says the Mishnah Berurah, will go up till Yud Bezer Yud Gimel. Let's see. Yud Sifkatan Yud. Tarech Shalosh Shetzvos, within three fingers. Aval Lamal Mishal Shetzvos, above three fingers. Yachal Tarev Kol Yama. Everyone would agree you could sew it. L'Perush Rashi, Haloi Shama Ein Makom Tzitzis. According to Rashi, you can't put tzitzis there, so we're not afraid you're going to use the leftover string for tzitzis. Kanal b'siv simin yadav ve'in lachoshi kachena letzitzis. We're not afraid you're going to use that strand for tzitzis. The perish of Amram going is be toiras beged. According to Rav Amram going, the whole chash is if it rips within three, that piece is not a garment, but this would be a garment. Even if the corner, according to Rav Amram Goin, it does have a Tairas Beged. Even if the corner tore completely from the garment with the tzitzis, afil hachimut al-chabra kanaf, that tzitzis kasher. This we had earlier in Sivkatan Zayin. Remember that if a corner tore off of a beged with the tzitzis, you could just sew it back on, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is not considered tasa v'loy mina asoy. it's only beveged acher you're not allowed to, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Sifkan zanam yirtzu lechabra akonav labeged shenikra emet." If you want to put back a corner onto that very garment, that is not a problem of tassel v'loy min asu because it was made bekashrus. Here, there might be a problem if it tore within three, but if it tore out of three, then it's kosher. The taz was machmer, but taz polig. The taz argued to poisek the tzarch lahatir at tzitzis min hakanav hazadeh. You have to take off the tzitzis on this corner, latile mechadash achar tefillin, to put it on again after the sewing v'yesh lahachmer, and there is what to be machmer v'chanab sivkatan zayin, sivkatan yud aleph bechutei tzemer. Ella b'sharminim. Nobody sews up with wool. They use other minim. V'akol yoidim shesharminim ain't poitim tzemer. Everybody knows sharminim doesn't pater tzemer. Im kein lo yavi l'tzarf oisei achud. You're not going to come to use that string. V'adin di yeshtol ha-gam b'sharminim tovim in acher. Likewise, if, let's say, you have a cotton garment and you're sewing it with silk, it also would not be a problem according to Rashi. Okay, that's Shitas Rashi, and we will delve more into the Shita of Rav Amram Goin Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to try to do one day Friday. And then maybe one day, maybe Sunday. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.